Hey everyone, it's Jalian. In the last two seasons of the show, Lauren and I covered the COVID-19 pandemic and the current uprising for Black lives, which continue to shape society today. The pandemic and the uprising also raised two major questions, which we'll be addressing in our new season on environmental racism. How do we achieve a healthy life? And what kind of world do we want to leave for the next generation? These are profound questions for a region that boasts some of the most prestigious hospitals in the nation and is home to residents with some of the worst health outcomes. St. Louis is consistently listed as one of the worst asthma capitals in the country by the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America. And during the height of Flint's water crisis, there were higher rates of lead poisoning among Black children in St. Louis than for children in Flint, Michigan, according to Nicole Hudson, former Forward Through Ferguson lead catalyst. So in this season, we'll trace the connection between systemic racism, housing conditions, and health outcomes. But we'll also highlight the organizers, tenants' rights advocates, and urban farmers who are working to improve conditions in their communities.
And so if the air is bad and if the water's bad, it doesn't matter what your socioeconomic status, doesn't matter where you came from, you will not live. And so everyone should be able to have clean air and clean water. Everyone should be able to go to somewhere that's set aside and beautiful and to be able to enjoy nature, to commune with nature, to be recharged by nature.
Can you imagine someone like me being a teenage mom, waking up in the midst of a beautiful garden with roses and lavender, tomatoes, Swiss chard, and they do not have to worry about how to feed their child, and they don't have to worry about being disconnected from their children, and they don't have to worry about if they breathe too much, if they'll get lung cancer or respiratory disease?
When you set out to specifically and purposefully defund areas, when you disinvest in areas, when you commit food apartheid, when you take things that people need, just basic needs like fresh vegetables and fresh fruits out of areas and make it difficult for certain people based on their color and race to obtain those rights that we think are just basic human rights, that is environmental racism.
The first episode of the Environmental Racism season drops on Friday, February 12th. From St. Louis Public Radio and PRX, this is We Live Here.
Support for this podcast comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.